It's 4:11 here on WTOP. The number of children playing team sports is dropping rather significantly. Can you guess why? Well, experts are blaming parents and the way they pressure their kids.
Joining us to talk about it, Mark Hyman, professor of sports management at George Washington University. Thanks for being with us, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
We're good and very curious about this. Soccer, baseball, basketball, touch football, they all appear to have taken hits. What do you think is happening?
Well, the statistics are pretty alarming. And the one that sticks out for me is that 70% of kids drop out of organized sports by age 13. And, think about whether, if a department store, if 70% of people walked out of a department store and said, "We're never going back there again. That place has nothing to offer us." That store would be doing business very differently the next day. Yet in youth sports, you're seeing very content with the status quo.
Well, why is it? Why are all these kids quitting so soon?
Well, I think there are a variety of reasons. I think the kids who are, less talented, they get the message pretty early that sports are really not for them. And, most of the opportunities for kids after age 12 or 13 are for the more talented kids. It's difficult for a kid who just wants to play recreational sports after the age of 12 or 13 to find a place to play. There really aren't that many leagues for them. That's part of it. And there are some kids who are, on a very competitive track, and by the time they're 12 or 13, they've just burned out. They're just not interested in playing anymore.
How does the threat of concussions or the rubberized tire turf, how does that fit into all of this?
Well, there has been a drop, according to some studies, in participation in youth football. And I think you would have to attribute that to concern that parents have about head trauma in football. So, yes, I think that is a part of this. But there's a larger systemic problem, I think, we have with creating a system that really serves the interests of kids. I mean, kids right now are telling us what we're providing for them is really not for them. It's more for us than it is for them, unfortunately.
Now, we hear a lot also about child obesity, and if kids are starting to drop out of sports, competitive sports programs at age 13, and they hit high school age, does that contribute to the problem? Do we have a more inactive nation?
Yeah, I think the real shame about the dropout rate is that all of those important life lessons and the fitness aspect of youth sports that are available to kids who stay with it, that's lost on kids who drop out. So you have, the sportsmanship and perseverance and, the ability to be part of a team. All of those lessons that really don't have a lot to do with sports, but they're important skills to carry on in life. The kids who are dropping out are really not having the opportunity to learn those lessons. I think that alone is a reason to encourage or rethink the way we're organizing sports and try to encourage kids to continue.
All righty, Mark, thank you so much for being with us.
Great, thank you.
Mark Hyman is a professor of sports management at George Washington University.